This is Gam Chat. My name is Greg.
I'm McCoy.
And I'm Dee.
We're three Filipino gay guys trying to make sense of anything and everything in the world today. Welcome to our podcast. Mabuhay!
Mabuhay.
It's been a minute since we've been here.
It has been. A few months. A couple of months.
Is anyone there?
Hello, anyone? Hello, is anyone there? Tommy. Just kidding. No, we took a little hiatus because the holidays has been very busy, and some of us a little roller coaster in the past few months. But it's great to be back, and we're all breathing still in 2024. But this episode, we're really going to focus on, like, you know, kind of a recap of looking back at 2023, what it was like for us, and then, you know, talking about the exciting 2024 year, or some excitement and some apprehensions, it sounds like. Hey, McCoy, why don't you take away, because we're going to do a check-in. This is going to be a check-in.
Okay, so recap of my 2023.
Yes.
I wish I could just skip the whole year, but I've had to go through it like everyone else. It was kind of rough for me in different aspects of my life. Emotionally, it was very rough. You know, like you kind of feel trapped. You don't know if you can talk to anyone about it. So a lot of the aspects of my emotional troubles, I kind of had to keep hidden or secret. And then financially, it was also very rough. Inflation kind of hit me really bad. That's also rough. Again, another feeling of like being trapped and not having, feeling like you don't have a way out of the situation that you may or you may not have created for yourself. And then work-wise, it was kind of like, oh my God, my whole year was rough. But work-wise was really rough towards the end of the year. It was tough in the spring because someone decided to go on leave. So I had to do everything. And then summer was like, you feel like you're catching up. Like I felt like I was trying to catch up to something that was too fast for me. It was just running away from me. And then in the fall and the winter, it was just bad. It was really, really bad. The whole year was just bad.
Oh gosh, that sounds pretty bad. Like
any highlights at all so far that you've gone through in 2023?
Okay, in July, I spent my part of my birthday month in the Philippines, and we got visited by three typhoons while I was there.
I said highlight. So. That's not like a highlight.
I know. Why is it all like Kawawa all of a sudden? It's like...
Well, I was able to spend some time with family.
Well, actually, no. Here's a highlight you may have forgotten. During the typhoon, you were able to like walk through a flood for the very first time. That was not a good experience.
Actually, that's not the first time. The first time in my adult life. But that's not fun, Greg. That's not a fun thing.
Okay, well.
It's an experience.
I said it's like an experience, you know, like.
But because you sounded very like peppy about it. It's like, no. It's not something to be excited about.
Greg was like, probably picturing like Fred Astaire, like singing in the rain.
Yes,
like,
singing in the rain.
La La Land or something. Yeah. No. It's not like that at all. It's more like you're tiptoeing because you're like, how do I not get my whole leg wet? Kind of like that.
I know. It's been a while since I've gone through like that kind of thing where it's just like, nope, dirty water. Not going to touch this.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I mean, it might look clear, but you don't know what's floating in there. But yeah, so my 2023 was just not good. I mean,
hindsight. All right. Like, D asked you any like, hey, you know, like looking back, hey, there was some good stuff.
There may have been, but it got overshadowed by the really heavy, not so happy stuff because they were really heavy.
Yeah.
It's kind of like soul-crushingly heavy kind of thing. Things that you don't want to talk to anyone about because you don't know if they will ever understand kind of thing. or maybe because they are in such a good place in their lives that you don't want to sprinkle it with your shadow, you know, kind of thing. So I just kind of like kept it all to myself.
Why?
And just dealt with it. Because in a lot of ways, that's my way of coping with things. It was just bad. But I've been told, especially at work, that, you know, despite all the difficulties I was going through at work, some people have made comments that, you know, like, I'm really glad that you're still able to, like, kind of, like, laugh and smile at times. Although I could tell from your, did they say face? I guess from my vibe that I was really having such a hard time. But I was still able to smile and laugh. And it was not put on. It was actually genuine because I found something funny. So I don't, it was, yeah, it tried me.
Oh yeah, because and I know definitely. Hopefully, it's okay for me to say this to them. Like it affected you like physically too. You were sick for like the end of the year, just because I felt like you were.
Yes,
it was like catching up to your body. Like,
well, okay, towards the end of October, up until I got sick, I worked 6 days a week. In most of those days, I was working between 9 to 10 hours a day. It's okay if you do it Monday through Friday, and then you have your weekend. But I didn't have my weekend. In fact, this weekend that we're recording is my actual full weekend where I had Saturday and a Sunday off. And I was sick this weekend that we're recording.
Hey, 2024 is looking up already.
Well, actually, well, because of Christmas... Oh, never mind. I didn't have a full Christmas because I worked on a Saturday. God. So I was sick on and off for like the past 4 weeks, I'd say, because I didn't have, my body didn't have the time to actually rest and recuperate. And even if I'm like sleeping, I'd wake up in the middle of the night. I'm like, is it time to go? Like to work? Like the stuff like that.
Well, D, how was your 2023?
Mine was a mixed bag.
Please let me know that's a little upper than that downer of McCoy's life. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, McCoy.
2023 for me was a mixed bag. I mean, I think I'm, yes, like I can go with McCoy and say like, you know, there were some heavy things that happened that can easily overshadow the good stuff. But I can comfortably say like I don't really have to force myself to look into like, oh, okay, well, some good things did happen or whatever the bad things were. I managed to find something that kinda helped me get over that in a sense. Like I was able to take away things and learn more about myself. We were going through some loss, and then also some big changes that we were hoping for was not able to pan out. But with the loss, I was just happy that I was able to recognize that to that one moment where the recollection of our oldest dog, when she popped in my head, it was actually it made me smile. And that was one thing that I was looking forward to, and it just like happened, and I held on to that because I was like, okay, you know, like this is how I haven't really lost anyone in my life that is not by my own doing. So, you know, I'm not saying I killed anyone, but I'm saying
you didn't kill anyone.
Like, I didn't cut off anyone intentionally, but you know, so
intentionally. So I'm like,
So I mean, and you know, I was like, to like be in that moment, like, okay, this is like, it's somewhat getting easier, but you know, at least the memory is still there. And then the second biggest letdown that I've gone through, it was good to know that friends and family were there. And it was just like, you know, I was constantly reminded, like, look, this is just another thing. It's not the final like, it's never going to be the final. You still have an option to try different things. And, you know, it felt good that people were reminding me of that. Relationship-wise, it's kind of like, you know, like, yeah, I was able to build some. I was able to cut some off. And I that aspect of my life, I'm actually very satisfied. Because then it was like, it was spring cleaning left and right
for me. Of like what, people?
Yeah. And I mean, some people might think it's like shady, but like, as I'm getting older, I realize that I only have so much time and energy for things, and it's I want to invest that on people and things that are actually like manageable for me.
But Dee, don't think. You have the right to curate your relationships.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's what I love. And I'm trying to accept that now that, you know, I don't have to be like, you know, when you go, like my grandma, it reminds me whenever it's like, peace be with you at church, is she's like going to walk the entire aisle. And it's like, no, I don't have to do that. I don't have to campaign like left and right, like to say hi to everyone and kind of like be everyone's, you know, like give my...
Be everyone's friend.
Yes, yes. I can say hi to people, but then I can choose who I will give myself like fully, which, you know, when we were younger, it was like, no, our goal was like everyone. How about for you, Greg? How was your 2023?
He had a good year. Every time he wakes up, he thinks it's money.
Well, that is true. I
well, because you're there working on weekends for him. That's why we're not discussing that you're working for Greg, and he doesn't make you less on weekends.
It is true. Well, no, you're right. I do wake up every morning and I do thank my money because, you know, money's energy. All right,
I'm not judging you for that. I'm just stating a fact. It's
like... I don't agree with that fact. No, 2023, it's so interesting. And I didn't actually have to look. I never actually took a moment to look back and reflect it until this moment. So I'm kind of glad that we're talking about this. Because I don't really don't do that. I don't really get introspective about like, oh, what was the year like? But I, overall, looking back, 2023, okay, McCoy, you were right. It was actually a pretty good year.
Yeah.
I'm healthy. I was healthy in 2023. I traveled, ate at really wonderful restaurants in New York and Santa Fe. I saw snow. I saw nature. I hung out with friends in New York, my high school friends. There's a lot of really good moments, you know, looking back at it. So yeah, I think it was actually pretty exciting in 2023. There was a lot of growth in my career. Oh, and you know, to end it off, 2023, I got a therapist. Pew pew pew. I think that also helped dramatically in the past, like the end of 2023, is to get a therapist, and you know, start having someone challenge your perspective on things. And then really see that it's not so bad. But my therapist did say recently, he goes, oh, you're going through an existential phase.
Oh, okay.
No, phase.
Okay.
So apparently that's better than a crisis.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to burn the ships, kind of like existential crisis. I'm actually being very thoughtful and deliberate and really looking at my life and all these different fractions to see like, okay, how do I define myself?
It's more of like the bigger picture.
Well, is your therapist implying that you're like a fork, you're at a fork on the road and you're trying to figure out which way to go kind of thing?
Correct, yeah. Really what grounds me and who am I as an adult, you know, like at this moment. Like my thought might really look into like, my religious beliefs, my spiritual beliefs, relationships, like what I want for myself, the life I really want. I'm thinking about all those little parts of what makes a life, and I haven't really thought about it. Kind of just go on. You know how sometimes we just go with the flow, and then this happens, and that happens, and this happens. We just keep going and going and going. So I think I'm in a good place comparatively, like, Sonic Crisis.
What sounds good about it is like it's such a fine line where either like if all of those things that you're thinking about, you can either just be like hopeful about it. I'm like, oh, okay, this is exciting. Which one, where am I going? Or it's like, what am I doing with all these things that are coming? Like, it's such a thin line that you manage to like hop over the other side. Like, okay, how am I going to do this? What is next for me? Rather than like, I don't know what's going to happen next. There's so many things.
Yeah. And I do get to the point like, what the fuck? What am I going to do? And then I'm like, all right, well, you take a step back and you're like, okay, maybe. It's just being thoughtful about, like, you're not rushing into it. At least you have those thoughts, but at least you're not rushing to a decision based on, like, fear or what and whatnot. So, overall, I think 2023 was actually pretty good. I can't complain. I think it's going to get better, though. I'm still not perfect. Obviously, I'm going through an existential phase, so nothing's set in stone yet, but... I don't know. I think 2023 is pretty good. It's looking up, at least. At least it ended on a positive note. But isn't it just really about perspective, though?
It is. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can choose to just really be panicky about it. I mean, granted, there's always the exceptions of like really hardship, and sometimes you just really have to go through that at that moment. It's such a cliche for me to just say like, well, at least I'm still like alive, my health is there, and then like, you know, like my positive is like I did not, knock on wood, get not sick like for the year of 2023, where before I would be like out, I get a cold and I'll be out for 3 weeks. And then it takes me months to recover. So, you know, I mean, I 2023, I was in the beginning of the year, I was like gung-ho on like health, like physical things. And what I liked is that I fell off the wagon, but I didn't beat myself up for it. It was just like, you know how, well, not everyone, but I was the type to be like, I have to start it on a Monday, on the first of the month, because I have to close. Like, I let go of those things where like, well, no, just start it whenever you can, you know, but like, you have to start somewhere. And, you know, as I've been a little bit, I've let go of that, like, strictness with myself. Like, I just have to, I told myself, I have to be nicer to myself.
Ooh, yes. That's what my therapist also told me. He goes, you got to be kind to yourself. I was like, what?
I know.
Like, I'm Asian. We're not kind to ourselves. Suck it up. Work on Saturday.
It's like a constant struggle for me. Like, whoa, slow down. Like, what are you doing? Like, you know, is this really worth it? Are you like, do you have to be this gung-ho or like strict about things? And it's like, and that's what, that's one thing that I like, that I was able to add to my things that I do daily.
Yeah. It made me think about this. So let me ask you guys a question. So I was just thinking about like, there's always like the critical voice, you know, that kind of like, you know, like that's very critical of you and the thought in your head. It's very negative. And sometimes I feel like that's so much more prevalent, and those moments are so more, happen more than the kindness voice, you know, like be kind to yourself, you know, like I feel like that doesn't happen as often as it should. How about you guys? Do you guys have that too, where your negative voice talks more than your...
Oh, yeah. That happens to me at night. And I that's where, like, if I was to spiral, it would be one of those, like, I just sleep. I just don't sleep until it's, like, late. I am forcing myself to, my brain to be tired. Like, my body's tired, but then, like, I would just sit there and, like, mindlessly, like, switch through videos just because I'm trying to mute everything in my head. But then I know the next morning it's just going to be worse for me. Like, it doesn't sound so bad, but really it was hard for me to break that. It's because I was looking for, like, to mute everything, and I found it like at late at night is the only time where I'm not getting any calls, I'm not getting any messages, I don't have to speak to anyone, no one is trying to speak to me. And that was like my brain I thought that was like, okay, this is my time to be alone and everything. But then I wasn't really doing anything productive with my time. It was just more of like delaying. And then you wake up the next day and you're just like, oh, like reset. So that was like, yeah, that's though. Whenever I did that, I did not enjoy it. And I did it quite a few times last year, which hopefully I don't try to do again.
How about you, McCoy?
Can you repeat the question?
The voices in your head, the negative voice, yes. Is so much more, you know,
that's the only
the kind one.
That was the only conversation I had with myself.
You never had a kind conversation with yourself? Like,
not in 2023. I felt so wronged by the universe. I was in such a bad place that I hated people. And it was difficult for me to be around a lot of people.
Aww.
People who I thought had wronged me in the past, recent past, that I was like, oh, just let it go, you know, like whatever. But because I was so angry at the world, I was so angry at a lot of things, I was angry at those people all over again. And I kind of kept away from them because, like, you're a fucking jerk. But, you know, like, it was just, it was a symptom of what I was going through.
So are you going to be kind to yourself in 2024? But don't answer that yet until we get to that segment, okay?
That's segment B.
stay on this outline, okay? I'm just kidding. Outline, y'all. You know, D, you said something interesting about delay.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the reasons why I ended up going to New York with my high school friends is because we had brunch and we were all talking, having a great time. And then our other friends in New York, we never see her. And it was weird. It was like, well, we were like, let's just get our ticket right now.
Yeah.
Like, just, so we bought our ticket to go to New York and then we're like, what the fuck? Like, are we doing it? And we just did it.
Yeah.
And it did take us 18 hours to get to New York. That's a whole other story. But it did.
Did you not even drive? That's like less than driving still. So what did
you do? No, it was a horrible situation. Long story. But at the end of the day, like, I feel like we didn't delay it. We just kind of leaped and just did it.
Yeah.
And then just dealt with whatever happened, even though all this stuff happened where the flight, everything like that was a hot mess. But yeah, I feel like sometimes it's like delaying, I don't know. Sometimes sometimes it's, you get comfortable where you're at, or even if it's a mess, you're comfortable in the mess and you're like, I'm just going to stay here because I know what it's like. Like, even having a kind conversation with yourself feels awkward at times. Like, you're like, but the bad talk with yourself, it seems is so common. You're like, I know how to deal with it. So that, I feel like that was interesting. Or is there anything else you want to add about 2023? You want to sum up?
I think I already said enough. Like, I was hit by the black plague of all black plagues for 2023. It was like a perfect storm of just bullshit. I was swimming in bullshit. Like,
well, no, you're walking it and it probably shit.
Like, I was trapped in a porta potty and someone like
turned it upside down,
you know,
yeah,
rolled it down the hill while I was inside. That's my 2023. I was in a porta potty rolling down the hill.
Oh, was that you when I saw rolling down the hill? Okay, because I know some of us would like to move faster to 2024. And guess what, McCoy? Hey, it's 2024.
It is.
So let's talk about some hopes, some predictions, some like expectations or some movement that's going to happen 2024. 2024 is actually the year of the dragon, I hear.
Yes.
Don't know what it means, but a lot of the Asians are telling me it's the year of the dragon, which... Dragons are good, right?
If you're Game of Thrones dragon, I don't know. Depends if you're riding it or you're being burned by it. I don't know.
You already see the silver lining in life for 2024. That's really wonderful, McCoy. So let's take down this year in different segments, all right? What are hopes or what are thoughts? Our goals even for 2024? Well, first of all, now that that it's January, how is your 2024? Or how did it start so far? How's it going?
Me? my January, my year actually started with like healing, because I got better from me being sick last year, late last year. So that's a good thing. So yeah, so even with that small act, like not even an act, because it just happened, it makes me feel as if things are looking up.
Heal. Hey, that's yes. A good word to start your 2024.
Yes.
How about you, D?
I'm trying to maintain being positive, because it is a joyous thing for me, but I've kind of acquired a new cause of anxiety, but I love them, so you know.
It's like, what are you talking about? Like, how? Wait. All right. So, what are you talking about specifically? Because the way you're describing it, it's like, what? Like,
you know how he worries about everything.
Yes. Yeah. So Amaro and I, like, it was one of those things. Like, we actually got a new dog the day after Christmas. We scheduled a meet and greet with the dog, and Amado and I were just, for some reason, not really vocal with each other. Like, we had a game plan, you know. It's like, okay, we're not going to decide right away. We're going to see how it goes. You know, if he has to go home, he has to go home. But when we saw the dog, we were just like, okay, so what are we doing? And ended up keeping him without, like, really, you know, even though we've talked about it so much, we've kind of just, like, all plans went out the window when we saw him, and we just, like, we can't just send him home. So we took him home, and the minute the foster mom left, we were just like, what are we doing? Are we even ready for this? And it took us a couple of, like, days until we got settled. But yeah, like McCoy said, like, I just have to worry about it. I can only imagine how our friend Rich probably felt. Like, I mean, that's a person. That's a human being. So that, you know, when he...
Rich's baby?
Yeah, when he had his baby. But to me now, I'm just like, oh my God, I'm going to get you insurance. What else? What else do you need to make sure that, you know, like, you'll be okay in the event that something happens?
Do you describe this new... You called it, I acquired new properties, that you said. How did you describe it? It was so weird. It was like so weird. Describe.
No. Something to worry about or something like that.
Maybe I was trying to fill a void with the loss that we had. And, you know, like, he is bringing me so much more joy. And, like, I think I texted Greg one time and was like, I am walking 3 times a day because of this little asshole. If not, he'll just fart in the entire house if I don't make sure he works out. So
what kind of dog is he?
At first we thought he was a mix, but then it's been confirmed, like, he's just a Frenchie. So a French bulldog with, like, we call him Derpy. That was how we described it, but I think that's too mean. Derpy is, like, stupid, but he just has this very, like, aloof look to him where he has his tongue sticking out, like, permanently on one side.
You're saying he looked clueless?
Not even clueless. He's just more like a goof, like, you could probably...
Goofy.
Like, yeah, like, it would be a cartoon where if he's, like, hit with a mallet on his head, he's just like, okay, whatever. So he has this, like, but, like...
He does have that look.
Yeah. But very nice, yeah. Gentle so far with our, you know, with our other dog that's a senior. He's made his mark at our place. Not like pee and poo, but like actually, like,
about to say, you know, yeah. He took a pee everywhere, the sheets, left his mark.
And we actually, you know, we got lucky because, I mean, you know, like, he's behaved well. He fits in. He's not really, like, aggressive or anything. So it makes, you know.
And he's not super excited. Like, he doesn't, you know, some dogs get super excited and you're like, whoa, slow down.
Yeah.
It's more like with him, from my recollection, I was trying to, like, chase him he's very you're right, he's very aloof.
Yeah.
Like you want to give more attention, but he's like, okay, I'm moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's adorable.
He is. So you start your year started off with a new
source of worry.
Member of your tribe. Of you call it worry, yes. But come on.
It is, but like, you know, I mean, like, yeah, he, like, I found, like, ways to just change my day also. Like, you know, I was going down that hole where I was not feeling motivated. So I maybe used an expensive excuse to be like, you have to be more active and you have to stay, you know, you have to be able to catch up and like to his energy and pace. And also like just with Amado, I mean, like it shakes up our daily, you know, like everyday thing that we do. But, you know, he's still riddled with anxiety sometimes, but it was just that. It's that feeling where sometimes it's like, oh, fine. It's like your heart just melts and you're just like, we have to do what we can. But still,
your
like,
heart just melts. Yeah, your heart melts. And oh, my gosh.
Like fucking cynical.
I know. Your heart just melted, D. That's so cute. Oh, goodness. That's great. No, I think it's wonderful. That's a really great way to start 2024. My 2024 started off in a... I'd probably say at a Buddhist monastery in Escondido.
What were you doing there?
Did you do a retreat again, or?
No, I just did a day at the Buddhist monastery.
Okay. It wasn't like a hookup or anything, right?
No, you hoe. I did not hook up at a Buddhist monastery. No, my cousin invited me to this thing about some Buddhist monastery, and I was like, sure, whatever. I went on Eventbrite and did the form or whatever, and I was like, I didn't know what to expect. I was like, I have no idea what I'm walking into. It's in Escondido, more inland in the hills. It's a beautiful place. So I met up with my cousin and her partner, and I have no idea what to expect. There's a Dharma talk where one of the monks, you know, shares insight about Buddhism and really was to reflect about 2024, the intention out of it. And so I said, we sit, my cousin wants to sit right in the front. So there's over like 300 people at this event. My cousin goes, I want to sit in the very front, right, where all the other monks are. And I was like, okay. So right in the center, because she's like, I want to hear the bells. I was like, sure. I was like, is this talk in English? They're like, yeah, it's in English. Turn to find out it's actually in Vietnamese. All right. So they give it a little device. You put in your ear, and then a person on the other end translate what the monk is saying.
Oh, that's cool, at least.
Yeah, it was really cool. And so I found out that out of everyone there, my device was the only one not working. So I'm right in the middle. I was like, I don't know how you like, and everyone's like seated, like kneeling, like in meditation pillows.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I'm trying to pretend like, oh, like listening, and people are laughing, and I'm like, oh, like pretending. I'm sitting there pretending like I understand Vietnamese.
How long was this whole like entire event?
It was like an hour.
Oh my God, that,
and I'm like, I don't.
That might have been like the longest hour of just like faking it.
It was. So I'm trying to fake it because I'm like, because I don't know how to get up because they're also recording it live, right? And I was like, oh my God, I'm right in front of him. So if I get up,
they're
going to see my fat ass trying to like run around.
And it's not like you can like, hey, my device is not working. And you're like in a very front, like trying to create a scene.
And so I'm just pretending like listening to the headphone. Like it's like a boombox. I'm like, But I was like, I'm missing all these intentions for 2024. I don't even know what the hell he's saying. So my cousin sees me and she's like, oh, you should just go. And I'm like, how do I bow first? Yeah. Like, I don't know what the fuck to do. So I bow. So I finally get the nerve to like get up in the middle of it.
How long in?
Probably like 20 minutes. So it's like, okay. I was like, so I don't know what to do. So I bow. Like, I have no idea what to do at this Buddhist temple. And I like, you know, like waddle off, okay. Like try to crawl because I'm trying to like not hit everyone's feet because yeah. Everyone's on the floor. get it fixed, sit down. I was like, oh, it was actually a really wonderful talk once I started understanding what he was saying.
Okay.
It was really nice that I was just open to it. Then they had like a ceremony and everything like that. Again, I just joined. I had no idea what to do. I was bowing in the wrong direction. I was on the floor sometimes and just pretending and nodding like I know what I'm doing. But I was just like, all right, that's fine. You know, like it's just something like, let it go, right? But it was a beautiful talk. They also did a walking meditation, like up in the hills, where people just all walk together. No cell phones, no one speaking, just observing nature. And it was really beautiful. And then they had like a vegan silent eating part. Overall, I thought it was really nice. It was a really good experience and a good way to start 2024. Also, I'm so embarrassed because every time I listen to like podcasts about this Dharma talk, I'm always remembering about the moment where I got up in the middle and did not know what to do. But, you know, it is what it is. But so moving on. So let's talk about our hopes and our hopes and hopes and hopes. I'm going to stick with hopes because I know with McCoy it's going to go really negative. So we'll break it down into different parts of our lives. All right. So what are hopes for 2024 when it comes to finance, money? All Asian moms are probably excited to talk about this. Oh, before you say anything, did you guys do the Filipino thing in the New Year thing? Like have the round fruit and the coins and open up all the windows? Do you guys do all any of those Filipino traditions?
What did I was sick like for wealth? I was sick for New Year's Eve. So I had to stay home alone.
Okay. Sure, that's.
I don't think we did like the round things at all for New Year's. I think we went like a completely different. It was like westernized, or like we're just gonna cook dinner. But I was actually surprised that I was able to stay up past midnight New Year's because I can't do that.
Oh my
anymore.
God, I couldn't. I couldn't do that either.
It's like
I couldn't do that.
I think we just stayed in and like watched movies, and by the time like I had an alarm for 11:50 to like tune in to whatever, you know, the countdown was, and yeah, it was like maybe a little buzz at home, but I was surprised that I lasted until like after midnight and then just like knocked out.
Well, I give you props. I couldn't even do that. I was like, I'm out, deuces. But I had money. I had money around, you know, like the coins.
Yeah,
you're supposed to have like 12 circles or something round or whatever like that.
It's like grapes. 12, yeah, yeah, 12 different round fruits or whatever in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they even, I can't even name 12 round fruits. What are they?
Oh, you hello. Have the grapes.
Persimmons.
You have the oranges.
Pomelo.
Persimmons is not round.
Calamansi.
Calamansi. What?
Persimmons are not round. Isn't it like oval? Like
yeah, if you look at it from the, if you turn on the side, an apple, an orange.
Apple's not really round though. See? But I see saying. What you were saying.
Like if you get a watermelon, it has to be like, you know.
All right, it's fruit. Damn, maybe it's just stuck with like 12 round gays.
That's a different party. That's a different party.
Oh, lady. Okay.
So I need 12 round bears. All right, so money.
Yes.
Well, I go first? Like, yes.
Actually, I'm feeling really hopeful financial-wise this 2024. I should say, though, 2024, I'm very apprehensive. A part of me is apprehensive. Like, I'm never ready for the new year. But when it comes to finances, I am in a better place. I don't feel as if I'm burdened as much as I was last year. So I'm hopeful. Let's see how it goes. How about you?
How are you?
I can choose to be anxious about it just because of, again, the new thing that we've decided to like take on, but I think I'm just choosing to be smart about it this time. I mean, obviously I'm making adjustments, but I know those adjustments needed to be worked on. Like we had this thing where during the pandemic it was we Amado's family and I started where we would go out to like restaurant in each individual's dinner, and like during the past, like it was like it was one of those moments after the pandemic, like, yay, we can go out again and go to restaurants. And like, where at one point it was like the limit was like, it's kind of like that equation, limit does not exist. Where are we really at? Where like, but we're
abundance.
Like
abundance.
Yeah, but it was like, you know, it was good places that we, you know, we enjoyed taking them to places that they've never been to before, just so they can try it out. But yeah, now like we're as a family, we were like conscious, like, can we scale it down again where we can just go to Samu on someone's birthday?
Samu's hella good. Yeah, y'all. That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's still good. China, you don't have to shell out like hundreds to thousands of dollars just to like eat for one night. So we're kind of, you know, like just the actual smart decisions. I mean, we can still do that, you know, for ourselves without having to obligate everyone else to join that, you know. So that's what Amara and I have discussions, and really just saving more, because I guess, you know, we're getting old and we need to fucking, you know, Social Security is not going to be there by the time we retire, so we have to do something.
It's not going
to
be fully there.
Yeah, it's not gonna, you can't rely on it. Yeah, so when it comes to money for me for 2024, you know, again, like, I, you know, like we said earlier, like, I always thank my money in the morning. Hey, money, how you doing? Glad you're still there. But I do want to make some, like, some big moves when it's centered around money. You know, I want to use that energy, like I said earlier, and put it into things. You know, investing, like, right now, stocks have been doing pretty good.
Yeah.
At least, like, so that's very positive. But also, I really want to put that money into something. Something that really grounds me. And so I'm actually looking into buying land. I do want to build a house. So I am starting the process on that. I'm taking the leap on that. And we'll see where it goes. But I've been saving. I've been pretty good about saving money for the past X amount of years. But also, you know, I think that, you know, we have land in our ancestral land, as they say, in the Philippines. I have that. So the question is, you know, that might, you know, like, that might change, you know, like, we might sell it. And hopefully money will grow elsewhere, you know. But it is kind of sad to, like, sell your ancestral land. I don't know if you guys have done that. Just that little connection, you know, you're thinking, oh yeah, I'll move back to the Philippines, Ebola, I don't know, a little, like, a little hut. I'm just kidding, it's not a hut. I'm just kidding. And I was kind of curious about moving that land and creating land over here in the States. My own design and my own visual appeal that I like, so I'm excited about that.
Are you sure you should let that go, though? Because, I mean, like, the interest rate here is not cute, so it might be better to just build there.
Well, the interest rate, yes. The interest rate is slowly going down here, though. That's positive. Like, it's not as high as it used to be. But usually when you buy land, the interest rate's kind of high no matter what.
Yeah.
Because there's no home. So, you know, I feel like, you know, I've been visiting places around here, and I'm like, huh, where do I see myself? Again, it's probably my existential phase I'm going through, but we'll see. But next up on the list is everyone's favorite, relationships, love, that kind of stuff. 2024 love. McCoy was like, D, you go.
I don't think I'm going to change anything with how I've been navigating through my relationship from last year. I mean, maybe I'll just get like a bigger scissors that I can just walk around and snip shit as I go by. So it's like, it'd be like faster. So instead of like one line, you can cut two lines with one big scissor. What do you call those? They're just gardening shears to just like clip, clip.
Yes. So
that would be as my thing. Yeah, because I mean, it's working for me. It's working for me to just remove things that I don't think it's not giving me the same energy. One clue that I have that it's really not a good relationship anymore is when a lot of times has passed and I am not asked how I'm doing. That's like my thing now. is like, I've had a lot of random conversation or check-ins on phones, but it was almost like the intention is really just they needed an ear, but never really bothered checking on me. And I mean, you know,
like, one way.
It's yes, like... yes. And I've let go of some of those just because it was like wait, like, okay, I'm going to be there as much as possible, but you know, things were, you know, happening with me and it's like, I didn't get a check-in. So that was like one of the biggest red flags for me for 2023. And I want to maintain that where it really is like a, if we haven't talked in a while, when we catch up, it's like you're willing to listen and I'm willing to listen to yours as well. It has to be like the same effort.
Agreed. I like that one. McCoy, you could go last on this one. I'll just take it. All right. So I think for 2024, I think when it comes to relationship, I'm thinking about the theme is about self-love and relationship with myself. I think 2024 is when I'm going to fall in love with myself.
Have you been trying to do that like a couple of years back?
I know. I thought you've been doing that.
All my life. No, all my life. Year. All my life I've been trying it. But this one, I'm going to step it up.
I mean, you were like making love to yourself and all that. Didn't you have that?
He was dating himself. Exactly.
Okay. Thank you for reminding me. Did I say this on the podcast?
Yes, you said
this. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
It was an episode about your self-recognition.
Oh my God. Really?
Yes.
My gosh.
We'll try to find it. I remember. Can insert the clip later on. Yes.
He did say he was dating him. He was going to date himself.
But then it turned like awkward for the two of us. And we're just like, huh?
He's like, okay.
it got graphic for a minute. Maybe. I don't know. That's the right word.
I mean, like making love to myself. It's like, okay. We get it.
Well, I'm now going to be really, really in love with myself.
So it's not just a physical thing.
Not just physical, yes. Like really? Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Oh God. Why? Why does this mic have to be on right now?
No, actually, okay. I know what you're saying because self-love, it's constant. You always have to renew. You always have to remind yourself that, you know, I need to do this because it's easy for us to forget.
Yes. 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 Yes.
No. Why did you give him that way out? He could have dug himself.
Because he was like worming his. He looked so uncomfortable. Let's give him, like, you know, it's 2024. It's all about positive energy. It's about healing, you know.
Oh God, I was gonna just sell you out. I was just gonna share, like, oh yeah, I bought like a dog collar too.
Wait, what?
with a lock on it, you know, it's like you wear it, you know, those at those bars.
And what is that purpose?
Well, let's not talk about it.
No, you
chain,
you.
It's a chain collar. It's not a dog collar, but it's a chain collar.
Okay.
Not collar, but it's like a chain, and you put a big
chain
lock
necklace,
on it.
You mean? Okay. Yeah, and what's necklace. The lock? What does it signify, the lock and all that?
Okay, that's like crossing. Well, who was that? Remember the guy? Are you getting in pop culture right now? Is that what we're trying to do right now?
I'm not going to comment on that one, actually. So let's just.
Well, you know what? Just to give you advice, get an AirTag and put it on there so when that person, like, you know, you don't get lost, they can just find you easily. Just kidding.
Wait, I don't know what this is. Wait, can you tell me what this is about?
No, well, we're not going to go into this.
D, can you tell me what...
It's another episode, McCoy.
You've seen... We
you gave someone half the heart or something like that?
No, that's not a best friend. Like.
Oh, no, they have the key. They have the key to your lock.
Yes.
And he moved to somewhere in the Middle East. Is this the one? He had many, the ones.
Okay, we need to quickly move on from this one because we're going to a whole different episode of this one.
You opened this up.
Well, it's part of my self-love moment, okay? That's what it is.
Okay, so you bought like a necklace with a lock. What does that signify?
A chain collar.
A chain.
It's, But I will hold the key for the moment.
Okay, so you're holding the key to your heart because you love yourself. I'm not judging you. I'm trying to, you know,
yeah,
understand.
Have, you know, putting words onto your intentions and your actions.
It's just part of the things I was like, oh, that's kind of harsh. You know, things that you always want to do, but you never do it.
Uh-huh.
Or experience it. And you're like, well, how come I never do this? Or why am I always like, you know, like.
Where'd you buy this necklace?
I'm not going to say that, actually.
Is it like an expensive place? No. So really.
Well, yeah.
So it's like,
but I found one cheaper somewhere else.
Someone used, like at estate sale.
PetSmart.
Wait, isn't the one where like if you pull it, it chokes you? Like where it's adjustable? You can't do that. Even I don't do that for
no.
Dogs. Like,
that's only for sex. That's only for sex with Greg.
We need to stay on topic, okay? Can we?
Okay, relationship, self-love, go.
Yeah, got it. So there you go. I'm practicing self-love. I'm gonna fall in love with myself this year, and I'm also allowing myself to explore different ways and how I express it with myself. So there you go. All right, McCoy.
Yeah, what about relationships? What is that?
2024. Yeah, relationships, love, family, like.
Oh, family. I've just accepted to just. I accepted the idea that I need to take people as they are. I don't have to like it and I don't have to spend time with them. But I will allow them and give them space to be who they are. I just don't have to be around it. I'll just put it that way. In terms of personal relationship, I don't know what that is. So, next topic.
Okay, yeah, we'll just move on to the next topic. I feel like there's another episode there, D, that we're going to have to explore.
In terms of friendship and getting to know.
So we have two new episodes that are coming. It's going to be Greg's Pup Play and McCoy's Cutting Personal Relationships. Okay, noted.
No, I mean, like, when it comes to, like, friendship and all that, I'm trying to renew them because I feel like I neglected them last year, neglected the relationship. And, you know, it's like a work in progress. You always have to work on it. So this year, I mean to renew a lot of the ones that really matter to me. That's why I'm going up north, for example, in this next weekend, just to spend time with, you know, a couple of friends.
And a break.
I like that.
Yeah, I need a break too.
Yeah.
Hopefully the airplane door plug doesn't blow out, so we'll see.
So unless you don't go American Airlines.
Okay.
Or Alaska.
No, it's always Alaska. And I'm flying Alaska, but there's an Embraer plane, not 737 MAX 9.
All right, we're just going to say positive.
Yes, okay?
Positive. All right, thank you. All right, the next one is career. 2024, y'all.
Well, I don't feel...
Anything exciting?
I don't feel pressured as I was before. I have help now. I'm training my colleague to do what I do. So I feel a lot better. I feel like I don't have to. If I was to work extra, it's voluntary. I'm doing it because I have extra time and I need to finish something. It's not like I have to do it or, you know, it's not something I feel like I need to do or I won't survive.
Right on. So I think like for career-wise, like for me, like, you know, personally, you know, my current job is actually going really well. I'm going to hire two new producers on my team and the works to get my own studio. So everything is moving along, but there's also a part of me that still wants to do, like, you know, the passion stuff, the passion projects, that stuff. And, you know, I'm realizing it takes baby steps and therapy to get there, which I'm doing. So baby steps and therapy, y'all. That's how I'm going to do it in my career to move up. How about you, D?
I think I'm in the same boat as you, Greg. I want to be able to do passion projects again. I set that intention in the beginning of 2023, but I wasn't able to carry it out. And I'm just looking for like whatever that creative would be. And I think it's, and I don't think I want to lead. I just want to be around it, whether it be like, you know, maybe I'll try to second shoot again for like some events or like, you know, get into, it's so scary. If I say it, it's like, it's the heavy thing, but like if I need to like do weddings again, just to like feel that, like, you know, there's a rush whenever you do those events, and I do love it. But I think the pressure is less intense when I'm not the lead, where I'm just like assisting. But you know, I'm still gonna give my 100% if I'm gonna do those little projects. But I think I'm just craving being around creatives, and that, you know, that the way where it gets my brain going, that's really disconnected from my Monday to Friday 9-to-5 kind of job. So I've thought about it. There's really just no way of incorporating that like creativeness to what I do for my day to day. So that's why I think that's one of the things that I've listed down that I kind of want to get into, is like, I mean, obviously I can make money from it, but the intention more is like, I want to fulfill that creative thing that I've been missing.
Yeah. I like the word, the feeling too. We're going to circle back to that one at the end of this. But let's talk to the last one. Our hopes for 2024, and that is health. Mental health, fitness, whatever. What are you guys' hopes for 2024?
I hope, my hope is my numbers get better for 2024. Because I had lab work done. It's like, ew, that's not good.
Oh.
I mean, it could have been worse, but that's not a good way of putting it. It's like, no, I need to get my numbers lower. I think I neglected my health in 2023 because of all the stuff that I had to go through. I didn't have time to think about it, so I have to make an appointment with my doctor, and I have to be mindful of what I put in my body, and I mean what I eat.
I have to eat healthier.
And I have to maybe get back to the gym, because I haven't been in, I'd say, more than a year.
How about you, D?
I think mine, that portion about physical health wise, it's always going to be a work in progress for me. I've accepted that it's not going to be just like, there's no end goal. Like, it's always moving. It's like just data. Like, oddly enough, that's how I thought it was. Like, oh, if I reach this, then I'm done. And it's like, no, it's like, I get bored. I switch it up. Right now, I actually feel good about it, because I'm forced with this dog to just like walk 3 times a day. But then I'm just like, well, if I'm already walking, I might as well add something into it, you know. So it's kind of giving me more that time to just be like, look, I can sit here and like my decompression is sit on a couch and watch TV. Or let me just be active and do something. So I'm kind of, you know, in that state right now. I think what I really want to invest more of my time and energy is my mental health. And I don't know how I'm going to do that. Yeah, therapy maybe. But God, like, can insurance like fully cover like mental health now? Can we get that for 2024?
I agree.
Please, like, yeah. I don't know who Greg has to be chained with for that to happen, but please, can we get that going?
Yeah, it's so interesting that you bring this up, because yeah, mental health is actually the start of it, really, all right.
Yeah.
Because any type of if your mental health isn't there, it affects everything else.
And like, I mean, yeah. The study shows that if you are doing well mentally, it manifests like what is it? I was reading this book Nervous by, I'm so sorry, I forgot her name, but she's a Filipino writer who I was really gung-ho, like, finished her book. And yeah, like, your mental health, if it's not in a good state, it manifests into, like, your physical, you know, state. And it's like, that's why it's nervous. It's like, it's your nervous system. And I don't know why, it just doesn't make sense that, you know, like, hey, let's fix that person. Like, let's do that. Let's help people be in a good state of mind. So that way, maybe they're not going to be as sick, you know, like, less inclined to be hospitalized for, like, physical pain and everything else.
Yeah. It's a whole other episode too. Add that to the list. The mental health episode.
Okay, fuck. We have three now. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I think for health for me for 2024, sexual health. No, I'm just kidding. Part of it.
But it's partly part kidding. Of it. That's, a, truth. That's a mental.
Sexual health is important. Okay. That is something I am working on. But also, I think I'm trying to figure out, you know, trying to get through the baby steps. I think this is the year I'm going to, you know, get a trainer and get into it. I was on Insta, I think just today, and it was interesting. I saw a guy talking about, like, fitness for queer men and how, depending on your experiences and whatnot, you may not feel confident. You may have been bullied when you're younger, and then that has, you know, that may have shifted you on how you take care of yourself physically and mentally. And now they're all connected. I thought that was quite interesting. So I think for this year, I think it's all about, like, sexual health, physical health, mental health. Those are the three components I just want to... For some reason, I was going to say blow, but that's not the right word.
It could be, depending on how you're looking at it.
With your physical trainer.
Sorry. I don't know why I went down there. So let's just sum it up for 2024. One of the things, Dee, that you brought up was a feeling. Like, feeling as you, you know, when you're being creative. What is one feeling that you want to experience in 2024?
Relief.
That's a good one. I like that one. How about you, Dee?
Peace of mind.
Yeah.
It's a big ask. It's a big ask.
That's actually a work in progress. That's been constant.
Yeah.
So pick another one.
No, you ask what he wanted to feel. He wanted peace of mind.
I know, just kidding.
Although it could be temporary, but you know.
I think one word that pops in my head is accomplish. I want to experience the word accomplish, that feeling that I've done something, move forward. Took action, and fail or not, at least it did something.
But oddly enough, like, the things that we mentioned are, like, I feel like they're all intertwined to each other. Like, whenever you accomplish something, that's when you're relieved, and then, like, that it's out of your way, and then you feel peaceful that you've crossed that thing off your list. Like, there has to be, like, a bigger, like, what is that all for the three of us? Does that make sense? Like, to me, that's how I achieve peace of mind. It's like, okay, I've done this. Like, I completed this task. Now I feel better, relieved that's out of my plate. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'm able to just, like, savor that moment where, okay, I don't have anything to do right now. And then next.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, you guys can have my word accomplish, because at least it's all yours. You're welcome. Hey, McCoy.
Yes.
What's the Filipino word of the day? Pew, pew, pew. I missed the Filipino word of the day. Sorry. I had to make the sound effect.
The Filipino word of the day is... Iriset.
So what is that in English, McCoy? Can we
to reset. Get a
definition? Oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure it wasn't like one of the many dialects in the Filipino.
Say it again for the audience.
Iriset. or Erased?
Erased.
I like the second one better because then it makes it like more
very
like,
Filipino.
Yeah.
Yes.
Erased. Well, use it in a sentence.
The new year gives us a chance to erased things in our lives, be it emotionally, physically, or whatever.
I want to give someone mom, but hey, mom, I learned Tagalog word of the day. So what is it? Erased.
Erased.
Erased?
Oh yes. My God. He's speaking English. I still can't know how to say it.
Fuck. Actually, you can make any word, any English word Tagalog when you put E, like e-drive, like I'll drive, or e- yeah.
Oh my God, I can be fluent in Tagalog by that way.
Yeah, e-email.
E-email.
E-text.
E-text. Oh God.
So those are Tagalog words now.
I am now fluent.
Yes.
I'm e-fluent. I influence in Tagalog.
Oh my God. Okay.
Well, that's our show. If you would like to leave a comment, have a question for us, or slip into our DMs. Do they still say DMs these days? Is it DMs?
I don't know. It's the new year. We'll find out soon enough from the kids.
From the kids. Yeah. From the e-kids. From... That's Tagalog for kids. E-kids.
No. It has to be like a verb.
Oh, crap. Well, mess that one up. Happy 2024. And so how can they slip into our DMs, McCoy?
On social media, we're on Instagram, Facebook, and Threads at GamChat Podcast. And if you're still on that X thing or Twitter, we're there too.
You can also email us your questions to gamchatpodcast@gmail.com. And how about like this? Reset natin 2024 by leaving us 5-star on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
I love that. I understood that.
I hope so.
We're also part of Bunk Collective, a group of Filipino content creators. Visit the website at thebunkph.com. And we'll catch you on the next one.